And welcome back to FC United. It's the manager of Moston United. It's David Chadwick. Hello, Dave. How are you?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
I'm all good. So this will come as a bit of a surprise to a lot of our audience, but it's a very exciting appointment, this one. Listeners should be aware of the It'll Be Off programme that you did a while ago with Swampy, where you told everyone about what you've been up to at Chorley through the youth setup, and this is all coming together now under this role at Moston United.
It is. I've been speaking to Damien for the last week or so, and he's been showing me how enthusiastic he is about getting a structure in place and, you know, building from within, bringing people back who should never have left the club, and just going on about, like I said, the belt of young players coming through to the first team. It's what I've been doing at Chorley and what I've enjoyed doing. And when he mentioned the chance of coming back to, well, home, should I say, I can't say no to it. So I'm looking forward to getting going.
Now, obviously, the Moston United role is a very intriguing one because it's a relatively new setup. It combines a lot of areas because, obviously, it's youth players playing in the men's game and in the amateur game. And it's a very competitive setup. But is that one that you relish getting involved with?
I love a challenge, yeah. You know, I'm looking forward to bringing sides together. You get, obviously, on the open age side, you get the more physicality of the bigger, stronger men, so to speak, against the youthful lads who can run rings around people. And, you know, it's about looking at these players and seeing who'll get kicked all over the show, just keep getting up and carrying on, or you'll get some great footballers who can't handle it. And obviously, you know yourself, non-league football, it's about people who get whacked everywhere, get up, brush themselves down and carry on. And you're looking for a combination of both. You know, you want the skill and the talent and people who can play at these levels, but they're going to also be able to take a crack, take an elbow, take a kick, which part of my game when I played, you go on that pitch, he's a good one, Chaddy, give him a crack in the first 10 minutes. And that's what you get. And some of them hide away and you know which ones to target, and some don't. And yeah, looking for the ones obviously that don't. And I just want to bring a side together on the under 21s that can handle all that, plus play football the right way. Because I'm a firm believer in playing good football, entertaining football, and, you know, producing the players for the first team to go, yeah, George had it. Let's have a go with him. Let's have a go with him. And it's about building the trust as well from that link up. So if I say, there's a player there, mate, go and have a look at him, bring him into your training sessions, they say, yeah, let's get him in. And I can't wait. Yeah, can't wait to get going.
And this is a part of the other side of the role as well. It's you are firmly being placed here to do the success that you've done at Chorley, where you've identified players not just already part of Moston Juniors or the FC United setup, but wider as well, because there's such a pool of talent there, not just in the semi-professional game, but also the amateur game as well.
Of course there is. I mean, you get players really, there's two different sides to it. You get the players that are released from professional clubs who've been cuddled for the last 5 years, telling how good they are. And don't get me wrong, they are good, but then it's a wake-up call when they come into non-league. But then you've got the other side, the rawness of the players who've never been experiencing any full-time football, you know, and they've got all the facilities and they've been growing up on the park pitches and they're raw and they're hungry and they listen. And in a way, fine-tuning a player like that can be more rewarding than getting somebody who's just been released from a club, because from the experience so far, you know, they listen to every word you say. They've no chips on the shoulders. They've not been tried to be moulded into any other kind of player to suit a club, if you get me. So all they've been told is get that football and run and do this. And, you know, I've had one certain young man with me, and he's been an absolute delight, because every time he's done something wrong, he holds his hand up and he works hard, and you get him on the training ground and working up whatever you ask him to work on, he does it. And it's that rawness, that hunger that you're looking for. So to me, they're more exciting sometimes than the ones that have been at clubs. And don't get me wrong, they've both got talent. Some of it's just about luck. You know, this kid here has been turning goals in for fun and paying subs on a Saturday, Sunday for 2 years. This other lad got picked up by scoring an hat-trick by chance when and his dad's mate Scout was there at a game. And, you know, and it happens, and it's funny sometimes because you get this big pool and you put them together and you get good results.
Well, I think we've seen that with Kieran Glynn, the famous story. He just turned up for walking football one day and everyone went, wow, he's pretty good. But you've alluded to already about that, you know, it's a new era at the club in a way. Damien's already touched upon it in previous shows about the fact that it is a blank canvas in a way, the football inside of the club. And there is clearly some steps being made here with the likes of Jack Dickinson and Tom Conroy joining the first team bench, contracts being given out to youth team players. You're coming into this now as another cornerstone of this blank piece of paper. How do you see it developing over the next few seasons or so?
It's about an actual structure in place, and like I said before, again, a conveyor belt of players, and it's not just like the 21s, which I'll be trying to look after, but it's the 18s, it's the 16s, and you know, it's exciting times. You want to get players who come in 16, 17, and they want to see progression to the 21s, and they look up to the first team, and they want to see a progression into the first team, and that's what we're trying to achieve as a club. And you know, there's no good bringing good players in, and then they look above and go, well, I'm never going to play here, am I? You know, I'm never going to get to that first team. So if they see a door open, like to me, I believe FC United have got, because you look at the players that have gone through now, like you mentioned Kieran Glynn. I was at a game recently, Michael Jones, centre mid. It was my man of the match by far. Great young prospect. And as long as the club believe in youth development, players will want to flock to that club. And for a catchment area like Manchester, it's a great start. And like I said, it is a blank canvas. So there's a lot of work to be done. But on the other side, you know, there's plenty of players out there that will want to come to the club, they'll want to achieve with the club, and they'll want to work hard for the club. And that can only be a bonus for me.